Can there be such a thing as terrorist rehab? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There was some internet outrage recently over the light sentence given in Minneapolis to a man who admitted plotting to join the Islamic State. The judge said he felt the man could be rehabilitated and released him. Well, I found that Sweden is also dealing with this. They've had some 300 Swedes join ISIS only to return home after finding it a lot less romantic and a lot more brutal than they thought. I talked with Swedish criminologist Christopher Carlson in Stockholm, who is supporting a program to rehabilitate former ISIS fighters by providing housing, employment, education, and money.
So the first step is disengagement from the group. The second is that you begin to abandon the idea of violence. The third step, do you change your political view, your idea of the world?
As for news reports that portrayed this program as soft on terrorism, not true, he says.
They will be met by police investigators and secret service, security service people who will conduct an initial thorough police investigation into whether this person can be suspected of having committed a crime or not.
There are risks in a program like this, but he says the bigger risk is doing nothing.
If we do not, we stand at the risk of these people re-entering these groups, or they go back to some sort of equivalent where you can find a similar sense of meaning and a similar sense of place.
Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.